There has been a significant reduction in the number of pubs right across the country, but particularly in rural Ireland, and Donegal is no exception. In actual fact, Donegal is slightly higher than the average. The average drop is about 18%, and Donegal is showing a drop of just over 20%, or 91 pubs in the period. And it's really down to a number of issues around, okay, during the recession, people left. I know that we have had lifestyle changes, but also I think there's a lack of recognition by government on what needs to be done for rural Ireland generally around the areas of jobs in particular, broadband in particular, transport in particular, because all of those are impacting on people having the capacity to live and work and have a reasonable living in rural Ireland.
Also, as part of today's release, it does detail that the drinks and hospitality sector, particularly vital to Donegal and rural areas, we see that in the county, it does generate thousands of jobs and revenue.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, since 2011, there have been an additional 90,000 jobs created in the overall hospitality sector. And if you look at the work that has been done by Fáilte Ireland and others around the Wild Atlantic Way, tourism, the hospitality sector, it's a big factor in the livelihood of people in Donegal. But we do need government to actually help us. And one of the biggest issues that we have right now is the fact that our excise levels make alcohol a very expensive product in Ireland compared to other European countries. And this is impacting upon the capacity to be competitive. And we really need government in this budget to reduce the level of excise across the board on the various alcohol products so that we can have a competitive product to offer the consumer and the tourist.